Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Both teams come out firing. You know, that's what it's about. You know, they know us. We know them. There's a lot of emotion in the game, and it says something for both teams, really. Tonight, the Cubs got the best of it. Credit goes to them.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy after the Cubs took game three of that series to stay alive, 4-3, the final at Wrigley Field last night. This is 9 to Noon with John Kuhn and me, Rami Makhlouf, and joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. You hear him alongside Mike Mulligan, weekday mornings down on the Fan on Mully and Haw. It's a pleasure to welcome in David Haw. David, how are you this morning, my man?
Doing well, Rami. Hi, John. Doing the big, it's a big day, so doing well.
It is. And we'll just start with the news that we expected, but it was made official here in the last half hour or so. It's going to be Matthew Boyd for the Cubs, Freddie Peralta for the Brewers. How are you feeling about this pitching matchup heading into tonight, David?
I think it looks a lot like, obviously, game one. I think the factors are different, though, so it's not going to be like that. And maybe that's wishful thinking from a Cub perspective, but I think when you look at the numbers, Peralta has been terrific, and I think he's got the kind of season that deserves Cy Young-type consideration. Matthew Boyd has been two different pitchers, one away from home, one at Wrigley Field. He's at Wrigley Field tonight, so on regular rest, if he's as consistent as he has been at home with the wind probably blowing in, I think this is a matchup the Cubs like.
David, is there any concerns for you about the lineup for the Cubs, right? Even though you were home last night, still only four runs, right? All coming in that first inning. Aside from that, you know, they've kind of middled around. They haven't really shown that firepower that they did for most of the season.
There's no question about it, John. I think when you look at four runs, there was a celebration, and it was crazy because the Cubs had gone 13 straight playoff games dating back to 2017, where they had only scored three or fewer. So you're right about this offense that for the first 2 months of the season was regarded as the best in baseball. We got used to saying that a lot here, but then Kyle Tucker got hurt, PCA slumped, and it's been a different slog for the last several months. What they need to do is just be aggressive. There's some players in this lineup tonight that have good career numbers, slug power numbers against Peralta, Michael Busch, Ian Happ, even though his average is terrible, he's hit a couple of long balls, and Pete Crow Armstrong. They need to get those guys going, score some runs. And, you know, they haven't really had a lead that they've protected very well. And also here, don't miss the first inning. Don't get caught in traffic. Yeah. Get there early.
Yeah, absolutely. The first innings have been fireworks for really both of these teams. Yesterday, the Cubs were able to hold on. But, David, you talked about their inability to hold a lead at times. I honestly thought, and John and our producer, Brandon, David, you know where my loyalties lie. They think I'm trying to do like a reverse jinx, a reverse mojo thing here with the things that I'm saying. I think the Brewers are going to win this series. I've said that since they went up 2-0. And last night, I thought it was about to be a sweep with the way that the Brewers were rallying in that eighth inning and the fact that the Cubs haven't been able to score a run beyond the first inning this entire series.
Yeah, I can vouch for you. I mean, the listeners in Milwaukee, Rami's a pretty conscientious Cub fan. I don't think you get over your skis too much. and it is, the way that you've handled it has been pretty well, pretty, you know, professional. Just
thank
because
you.
You pick the team that should win this series. They're the best team in baseball. I've been saying that all week. And I think that the playoffs are different. October, you can get on a run. And I think that I said Cubs in five. I think I wanted to believe Cubs in five. You know, I would not underestimate the Brewers and have not. I have a ton of respect for Pat Murphy. I've known Murph for 30 years, and I know that he is just in his element right now going head-to-head with Craig Counsell. I think it's going to come down to tonight is if Matthew Boyd can show the command that he does in that ballpark, how fresh will the Cubs relief corps be after a night where they were really taxed and came through. But doing that 2 days in a row against the best team in baseball is a tall order.
Yeah, David, I'll return the compliment and say you've been pretty objective and professional about this whole series. I was listening to you guys on my way in this morning. I listened to us here on The Fan a little bit. I listened to you guys on The Score a little bit just to get a taste of both sides of this division series. And you straight up said the Brewers are a better team than the Cubs, 1 through 26, when you look at these rosters.
They are. There's no doubt about it. I think because of what the Brewers have done consistently throughout the course of the season, and 97 victories greater than 92. The thing of it is, though, everyone who's been paying attention to October baseball, or as you guys used to refer to it as Craigtober, the best team doesn't always win. The best team goes into the playoffs known as the best team because of the record, because of the victories. But baseball is funny this month, so I don't know that the best team is always going to prevail. They should, and they likely will, but you don't have to concede that if you're the Cubs.
Can I ask what PCA was doing jumping for that ball in game two?
You can, John. I think that it's fair. I said this morning, though, if you're going to praise Pete Crow Armstrong for being the guy who in Chicago has been referred to commonly as the best defender in baseball, if you have that guy in center field and he's able to get to the ball close enough to dive and have it bounce off his glove, I want him doing it 10 out of 10 times because 9 out of 10 he's going to come down with the out. And so I didn't have a problem with it because that's in character. He wasn't doing something that he wouldn't do in any random Wednesday night in May.
He is a wild card. I will give you that. He is a wild card out there in center field. You feel like he could make every single play. But that one was just that one was kind of head-scratching to me. With him out there, and you talk about it, the defense here for the Cubs, I mean, is there a point? Is there a weak spot? Is there a position that you feel like the Brewers can take advantage of?
Well, I think that they do have, if it's you're looking head-to-head, you know, production or impact, you know, the catching position for the Cubs in this series hasn't been what it had been all year. As Rami would tell you, Carson Kelly has been the low-key, underrated, probably MVP of this team only because he's been valuable in an unexpected way. William Contreras, meanwhile, I think has the capability of carrying a team at times. So tonight you wonder, you know, when the stars have to shine, you know, the Brewers are a collection of, I don't go as far as Murph, and I know he had some fun with it, but this is the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. And the Cubs have, you know, guys who are stars. They need to step forward. And I think the Brewers, you worry about Contreras, you worry about Yelich, and you worry about Churio taking over and being the guys that really are going to be hard to stop. I think tonight, that atmosphere is going to be something, and I think the Cubs are going to take advantage of the home field.
Talking with David Haugh of Mullion Haugh on our sister station down in Chicago, 670 The Score. David, heading into this game and heading into this series, obviously the big storyline is Craig Counsell. The Cubs poach him away from the Brewers. The Brewers win two divisions since. There are doubters because of that down in Chicago of whether or not Craig Counsell was the right man for the job or the right man to push David Ross out for, the right man to give $40 million to. Does he have to win this series to silence those doubters? Is this a referendum on Craig Counsell among Cubs fans?
It's a great poll question, but no, I think that's overstating it. You know, Craig Counsell to me, has really heightened the level of baseball conversation in Chicago. I think he's raised the standard at Wrigley Field. And I do think, as much as, you know, it feels like I've been really critical of Craig Council in this series or in this postseason, because I haven't always agreed with the inconsistency in his logic. One moment he's following the numbers that make him push all the right buttons, yep, against the Padres, and the next he's following his gut with Shohei Imanaga and Matthew Boyd. That said, the Cubs won 92 games this year, and he was a big reason why. He is the same guy every single day. I respect it, as much as it sometimes can frustrate you. But no, this is not a referendum on Craig Council as the Cubs manager. To me, this is the beginning of something that is going to be a long run of Cubs success.
Okay, you think the Cubs are going to win tonight. I think the Brewers are going to prevail, finish this thing out. So now I want to switch it to the other thing. I want to switch it to the Bears. I want to know how you feel. The Bears are now, they're coming off a bye, but they got two straight wins. How do you feel about Caleb Williams? Do you like him in year two? Do you like him in Ben Johnson's offense? Or are you convinced yet?
I think that I like him in Ben Johnson's offense, and I like some of the traits that Caleb Williams has shown in year two, the most of which, the strongest one, is the clutch gene. In the fourth quarter, you don't feel like the Bears are out of it if they're down 7 or 10 points, because he's the guy that can and has proven the ability to lead a team down the field and finish with a score, or maybe if it's all you need is a field goal. That's progress. Now, is he as far along as Jaden Daniels? No, because Jaden Daniels in his rookie season had an offensive play caller that shaped the offense around his skill set, and they got playoff experience. So he's got some ground to cover there. But I do think Ben Johnson is the right guy for this job, and he's going to be here a long time. And as they grow together, then they're going to have to find other pieces to, you know, once they get the quarterback thing solved, they've got to shore up the defense. And their offensive line, to me, has been a disappointment through four games.
Have the Bears, or will the Bears this season, David Haw, pass anybody in the NFC North? And even if it's not in record, just in looking at them and going, oh yeah, that's a better football team, that's a better organization, I feel better about the direction that they're headed on in the future of this organization. Will they pass anybody in the NFC North?
I think the Vikings are that team that they likely will pass by the end of the year. The arrow will be pointing up, and it'll be just past the trajectory of the Vikings, whose defense has been a little baffling, and I'm not yet sure we know what J.J. McCarthy is going to be. So by January, I think it'll be clearer in Chicago what the Bears have with this connection and this combination than in Minnesota. As far as the other two teams, the Lions are looking like the best team in football since they lost the opener, and the Packers, heck, I picked the Packers to win the NFC because I love the Micah Parsons acquisition. So I think those two teams are the class of the division, and the Bears are going to be coming in third. And if they finish the season with more wins than losses, I think then you can feel very good about the Ben Johnson rookie experience.
You know, and I agree with you. It's exciting to have Ben Johnson come in there and tutor Caleb Williams and have that offense looking like it can be productive for a season now and not just for a quarter or for a game. But defensively, the Bears have not looked like the Bears defense, or at least what you would suspect the Bears defense to look like with some of the guys that they have on that defense. Do you have concern about an offensive? Chicago's always been defense first, dominate on that side of the ball and find people that can carry an offense. Do you have any concern about an identity change and potentially losing a defensive, you know, kind of formed team here?
I think the defensive identity has been somewhat of a myth here, because when they have been good, and it's been rare, that's when they have had good defenses. 2018 comes to mind. Then you have to go back to 2010 and 11, and the Lovie Smith era was defined by takeaways. So I get that, and certainly the 85 Bears that people are still enamored with here 40 years later. But, John, I think realistically, when the Bears have had struggles and years of futility, which is too common here, it's because they don't know they can't tackle, and they can't get to the quarterback, and they don't draft well. And they don't understand what that defensive mentality or identity looks like or feels like. And this year they've been injured. I want to give them the benefit of the doubt before you say, here we go again. But Montez Sweat and Dio Odangbo are overpaid edge rushers who can't get to the quarterback yet. You've got T.J. Edwards coming back. Tremaine Edmonds has been somewhat of a disappointment as a highly paid middle linebacker. Secondary has carried this team, and it's going to have to play well Monday night in Washington.
That is David Haw. Catch him weekday mornings on Mully and Haw on our sister station 670 The Score. If you want to get a taste of this series from the other side of things, or when the Bears and Packers are going at it, the signal gets up here. Check him out for a few minutes, and you can follow him on Twitter at David Haw. David, really appreciate the time and the insight, man. Thank you so much.
Have a great day, guys.
And he joins us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all.
How about that little, just snuck it in there at the end, Monday night game in Washington,
yeah,
the
man.
Scene of the crime.
That's a big one.
Where last year it sent both teams into a different trajectory, right? As Washington was mulling around and Chicago had itself a half-decent start, and then all of a sudden, Hail Mary! With Stevenson looking at the sideline, not even looking in the stands, not even looking at the play, and then the Hail Mary just sent the Bears into a tailspin, firing their coach, getting a new head coach, and the Washington Commanders went all the way to the NFC Championship game. That's going to be an interesting one Monday night.
They could exercise those demons, and I don't know how much Bears football you've watched this year,
but
it could make it a lot worse. Yes. I don't know how much Bears football you've watched this year, but Tariq Stevenson has rebounded from that incident and that season he's been locked down, man. He's been a lockdown corner, which they needed because Jalen Johnson has been out all season.
I don't give compliments to Bears very often, but I heard him talking this week, reliving how he's grown from that incident. And he made a point to say, it doesn't matter what I do in my career, to some extent, my kid is going to know that I did that, and that is going to follow me for the rest. I mean, he has taken accountability in a way that I did not expect, and you don't normally athletes take, and I will give him that accolade right there.
Yeah, had a kid in the offseason, that'll bring a lot of perspective and maturity into a person's life if they don't have a lot of that. So, yeah, I think he's grown up and rebounded nicely from it. By the way, just a quick note, I will be on 670 The Score tonight. I don't expect a ton of people around here to go and listen to that.
No, we won't.
But if you are headed to the game, I will be just outside Wrigley Field in Gallagher Way doing the show.
Bundle up.
From 6 to 7:30. I'll have a hoodie on. I'll be fine. I don't get cold easily. Stop by and say hi. If you're from Milwaukee, you're going down to see the game tonight, you're a fan, a listener of 9 to Noon and The Fan, stop by and say hi. We can
bring me a Chicago dog. I've never had one. Remember?
You want me to bring you a Chicago dog from today?
For breakfast
and give
tomorrow.
It to you for breakfast tomorrow.
Yes, I do. I want you to do that.
Chicago.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Chicago dog has to be fresh. The dog needs to be hot. The bun needs to be steamed. And all the ingredients on it need to be fresh and cold and crispy and delicious.
John, you've had a Chicago dog? I haven't had one.
I have not. I've not been to Wrigley Field. I need to do it.
Next time we have the privilege of John Kuhn in studio, I'll get in our break room and I'll make us some Chicago dogs. I'll sit out a segment and I'll go to the break room and I'll fix us up some Chicago dogs for breakfast. We got to hit a quick break. On the other side, the NFL is telling Dan Orlovsky to stop it. You stop that right now. It's 9 to noon on 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan, and we are powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.